from security in Iraq to security at home now. Yesterday, the president made news by announcing 14 top terror suspects that had been detained in secret CIA prisons are now in custody at the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center. I spoke earlier with author Ron Suskind. He wrote the book, The 1% Doctrine. Ron Suskind, President Bush said the CIA used what he called an alternative set of procedures with these suspects. And here's what he said yesterday about those alternative set of procedures.
These procedures were designed to be safe, to comply with our laws, our Constitution, and our treaty obligations. The Department of Justice reviewed the authorized methods extensively and determined them to be lawful.
Lawful, he says that the United States doesn't torture. But in your book, you found that the United States may have tortured these suspects to get this information that the president says was valuable in preventing terrorist attacks.
Well, there are two things that are important here. One is that Abu Zubaydah, when he was picked up in the spring of 2002, was essentially our experiment in the limits of what we could do. There was a lot of talk inside of the White House as to how far we could go. And ultimately, they threw everything they had at him. There was waterboarding. There was various forms of deprivation. He was shot, of course, in his capture. We did send over some of the finest doctors in the world to nurse him back to health. And as one CIA person said, we got him in good health so we could begin to torture him. Interestingly, though, there was a learning curve that started with Zubaydah as to what really works.
Now, Zubaydah, let's just catch up with who he is. He is one of the top architects, if you will, of the 9/11 attacks, according to the White House, according to the president. He's one of the top al-Qaeda terrorists, and the White House was very glad to have captured him in Pakistan in 2002. What did you learn about Abu Zubaydah?
Well, you know, he wasn't quite all that they told us at the start. He was sold to the American public as the heart of malevolence, as a key top operative. He was more of a facilitator. Folks inside of CIA and FBI call him a travel agent. He was not involved in operational planning, however. In fact, what they found in both CIA and FBI is that he is probably psychologically unbalanced, insane. He is a psychologically unbalanced man who we then tortured and ran screaming at every word he said as to countless targets in the United States that he said were in the crosshairs of al-Qaeda that ended up not being really sound or true.
Well, the president said that these 14 people provided information that led to the thwarting of some 8 terrorist attacks that would have killed Americans and others across the world, and that they were able to glean some very, very valuable information. Do you dispute that?
No, God knows. You know, look, the fact is that these people are of extraordinary value. One of the key things, though, that we're learning now, 5 years later, is what works. What works is not, frankly, the harsh techniques. In a way, they're expecting that. In their manuals, they all but write that we will dismember and disembowel them. They view us as evil. When we surprise them, however, by showing our humanity, they essentially don't get to allow their expectations to take hold. That's where you get things in interrogation. And ultimately, we're able to create an environment, clearly very carefully controlled, where eventually they tell us things we need to know. That's what works in interrogation. And with many of these folks, it did work to good and great effect in terms of the war on terror.
Ron Suskind is the author of The 1% Doctrine. It's about the Bush administration's war against al-Qaeda. Ron Suskind, thank you very much.
My pleasure.